I think, like everyone else, with Rotherham United interests, we're deeply, deeply disappointed by the decision. That decision now rests with our chairman and the legal team for next week to decide whether there's an appeal to go ahead. And I've just met with the chairman in the last hour or so. That will go down the route that it goes, decided by our chairman, our leader. Apart from that, we're disappointed, you know, but we're not down. We're getting ready for hosting Norwich City here tomorrow in a select crowd at the New York, an atmosphere that I've often said is unrivaled around the country in Championship grounds, and we've been around all bar one of them now. So we're looking forward to tomorrow.
It makes things very, very tight down there now, doesn't it?
Well, this is squeaky bum time in the season, and in squeaky bum time, whether you're at the top or the bottom, things are tight, and you have to then go and score some goals, not concede some goals, and win some football matches. We'll have 10,000 plus millers in the stadium tomorrow, 14 very committed players, if I use my three substitutes, and a staff and a board of directors desperately behind every one of those players in a Miller shirt, trying to get us a point or three against a formidable opponent who have lost 2-19. But we have to play at our best, and if we play at our best, we have a chance.
What was the reaction of the players, Steve?
Well, it would be no secret to say when the players were informed of the decision, they were as disappointed as all of us. And I did relay that back to our chairman, but we had a very positive training session. I've seen a lot of determination from characters that's not just recently joined us, but also characters that's been around us for two or three seasons. And I've seen that determination from certain ones in the dressing room, which will remain private. They know of the formidable opponents that are coming, and they know that we need to be at our best. But I've got young men who care passionately about this football club, who care passionately about the supporters they represent. And as I've always said, Rotherham United under Steve Evans and Tony Stewart will lose games. We will win games. But inside this football club, we are never defeated. We are positive people.
You sound very buoyant, Steve. Is that because you have to be, or is this genuinely how you feel right now?
Well, I think in the last few seasons, if people look at when Steve Evans has came to the fore, you know, in League Two, I can remember my chairman saying, dear me, Steve, you have to win the last five matches to give us a chance. We did it. I can remember many people writing my players off, not me, writing my players off at Wembley when we're 2-0 down and down in penalties. We responded the right way. And there'll be people around the country that maybe have a little smile on their face when this has happened to the Millers today. It was my determination to make sure that come the 2nd of May, we are part of the Championship. We fought so hard to get here, and we're certainly not going to give it up lightly.
There's going to be a lot of Rotherham fans who will have heard this news, Steve, and they'll be feeling a bit down in the dumps today. They'll feel like the world is against them. What do you say to those supporters who are listening to this interview as you prepare for a huge game against Norwich tomorrow?
Well, I would say I would have empathy with those supporters if they felt down in the dumps when they got the news. But our supporters have been used to bad news over the years until Tony Stewart walked into the football club. And then it's been certainly in the last 3 years of my reign here under the chairman, it's been nothing short of fantastic good news, fantastic wins, fantastic occasions, memorable occasions. Let's make sure we make one of them tomorrow, and let's make sure we add to that on Tuesday night and finish off the season as a Championship club travelling up to one of the best clubs in the world in Leeds United.
The Rotherham United statement says that footballing matters should be determined, you know, on the pitch, not in a disciplinary hearing. Do you think it's harsh that Rotherham United have been penalised points that can actually affect where you finish this year as opposed to maybe a different kind of punishment?
Well, let me answer that in two stages. I was not aware of what happened in the disciplinary process because I've not been privy to the documentation that's either gone to the league, been put to the league, or indeed that hearing that took place yesterday. So I'm not aware as to where the judgment came out of that other than the chairman relaying me the news this morning. But Steve Evans, from a personal point of view, has always believed in every competition that what happens on the field of play should stay on the field of play. Points win, points lost, penalties given, penalties not given. And it's very similar to what the Football Association stand for today, all bar a goal, which is changing in football, all bar a goal, then let the officials officiate and let what happens on the field of play stay on the field of play. And that's just been proven in Scotland in the Scottish Premier League this week, where in the Scottish Cup with Celtic against Inverness, and there's a handball. They were going to suspend a player, and when UEFA get involved, that suspension was lifted. The player was allowed to play because it's what happened on the field of play, not what happened in a disciplinary process. But that's a personal view.